Hey, I'm Christian.
And I'm Blake.
And we're here with?
Kel Blackman.
All right. So, Kel, we wanted to ask you here today, what made you start doing your rapping things? Or, like, songs and all that?
Weston and Juan, they started before me. You know, they were already doing their own rapping thing. And they wanted me to start for a while. They said, you know, they thought I had potential with it and had a voice with it. So, you know, I did. After a couple months, you know, I didn't start out immediately. I didn't want to do it, but I did, and I was awful when I first started. And my flow is bad, and my lyrics are bad, but you know, I just got better every time.
Please excuse that. Sorry, Miss Preston.
Thank you.
Okay.
So how do you like, or what like software do you have to like help you make music or anything?
We use Logic Pro, and we use Logic Pro for producing and actually like recording the songs. But I mean, there's other softwares that you can use like Audacity and things like that. And if you actually want to make beats, Looperman is how you can get like samples for beats and then add on to it.
Oh, darn. I didn't know all that. All right. So like it was, or as you were talking about Weston and who was it? Juan?
Yeah.
All right. Are any of them featured in any songs or like, y'all like a little trio or what?
We have a group called Substandard, and we mainly just do our own thing. But, you know, we'll sometimes come together and do songs together and things like that. But, yeah, it's mainly just do your own thing. And, I mean, whenever we can hit each other up if we want the other one on a song.
I heard about Chandler. Is Chandler, like, a part of this, whatchamacallit?
No, he's not.
Straight up, no. All right. Are you planning to do a song anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm constantly working on music. I have like 3 songs I'm working on right now that I'm just writing to. But, you know, I want to get as much done as possible so I can maybe put out like a project for it.
Hey.
And have like something entire out. But,
what do you mean by a project?
Like, do you know what an EP is?
A what?
EP.
No.
EP is like a smaller version of an album. Like, an album's like 6 to 12 tracks is what's considered an album. And an EP is just, you know, like 1 through 5.
Gotcha.
Or 1 through 6.
So you're just trying to have like a little album, basically.
Yeah, just something I can put out to like kind of have something out. Because right now I only have 1 song out that's just me, and I want to have more out.
Of just you?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
How long does it like usually take to make like 1 song?
I mean, it really depends. If, you know, it's going really well and each recording's going good and you're in the moment, it can take like just a couple hours. Because you still have to mix and master and all that. But sometimes if you can't get your flow right and you can't get everything else good, you know, it could take a couple days, maybe even a week or two.
Do you plan to, like, continue your career or little rapping skill to, like, further notice, like, concerts or something like that?
I mean, if it gets to that point, then of course. But right now I'm just having fun with it. And, I mean, like, of course I want it to go somewhere, but I don't really see it right now.
Yeah.
Gotta start from the bottom and get to the top.
Yeah. I mean, y'all gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A lot of people, you know, when you're first starting out, they don't really take it too serious. And that's why you just have to keep pushing through with it.
All right. So, like, when your song came out, I realized how, like, your song came out on certain things faster than others. Like, what was the, wasn't it, like, Apple Music or something like that that came out last? Why is that?
Well, SoundCloud, you actually can put that up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the easiest one that you can ever put it on. But stuff like Spotify and Apple Music, you either have to have a label that you put those songs through, or you have to use a service like DistroKid or Muse to put it up yourself. And with DistroKid and Muse, there's a lot more to it, because you actually have to like make sure the quality's good, make sure the artwork's good for the, you know, terms of service and all that for each service. So yeah, it took a little bit longer because we were planning to have it out at the same time as SoundCloud and all that. But the artwork, they said they didn't approve of it.
Who?
Like, I don't know which one it was, but either Spotify or Apple Music. Like, it kept getting rejected. So it wouldn't go up. So for about 2 weeks, we just, you know, kept trying with it and changing some stuff around, and it finally got accepted.
Hey, all right.
Sounds like a hard process.
It's not too bad. I mean, it just really comes down to, you know, having everything ready. They give you some pretty specific guidelines on what you need to follow.
Well, I know this is kind of a hard question to answer, but, like, how do you think of, like, lyrics, or how long does it take you to write lyrics, too?
That also comes down to, like, if you're just really feeling it, like, a lot's coming to your head right now. Sometimes you might not, you know, be doing too good that day, but usually what helps me try to think of lyrics is I just focus on, like, a theme of what I want that verse or that hook to talk about, and I just try to write around that.
So then and then, so like after you write your lyrics, then you just find the beat to go with it? Or do you find the beat first?
I find the beat first because I know some people that they do write their lyrics beforehand. But for me, I like to know what flow I want. So I don't make a lyric and it's either too short or too long for the flow I want. Yeah, so I like to find my beat first, think of the flow I want, and then write around that.
So, you know, like some rappers just like go with it and like freestyle. So do you just like freestyle it, or you you just think about it first and you like write the lyrics down and, you know, just get the beats and just come together, right?
I have to think about it. I'm not good at freestyling. That's like, that's too much on me. That's too much to think about.
Oh, Jesus. This is awkward. What about rapping? Like, what else do you enjoy about it?
I mean, it as a whole is a lot of fun, and just like, it's really cool to make music, because being able to put something out, like something that you've been working on for a while, and have other people enjoy it, and especially when, like, people send me Snapchats of them listening to it.
Yeah, bro. You know, we like
putting it on their story or like promoting it. Like, it all means a lot.
And,
like,
that is cool. Yeah,
it's satisfying.
I can see where that comes from. That's dope. Honestly,
yeah, you put in work and then, you know, you get satisfaction.
Yeah, you get some feedback on it. You get some
love. So if people actually told you that your song was like bad, which it was not, would you like stop, or would you like continue to try and make it?
Stop. I just, you know, if people, there's obviously some people that don't like my music, and especially when I started.
BS.
But really, when it comes down to it, I just want like constructive criticism on it. Like, if you just tell me, "Oh, you're trash," quit.
They gotta give you like a reason.
Yeah, you
like,
can't.
Why?
You can't learn from that.
Yeah.
You want something like, your flow needs to be worked on a little bit. You don't ride the beat as well, or, you know, your lyrics are kind of basic. Things like that. Those help me.
Got you.
We got a 10 more seconds here.
So I guess we're just gonna, you know, wrap it up.
Thanks, Kale, for,
you know,
thank you for having me.
Yeah. Miss Preston, go like check his song out, V Long Kale, Double, you know, Spotify Music.
I have a question. Where did like V Long,
how'd you like
name come from?
Dude, that was just like, I thought of it the day before my, you know, Lethal Weapon, that very first song I did. I thought of it the day before that came out, because like I needed a name to
it
go
just
by.
Came in your head.
Yeah, I originally was gonna just go by like Kale or something. Mm-hmm. I wanted like something to go with, and I thought of like brands. You know how there's like Gucci Mane, mm-hmm. and like Supreme Patti and people like that have like a brand with it. I just like blown, like the way that sounded. So I turned the V and Kale upside down. So, you know.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, I reckon that's it for today. Shutting off.
Thank you.
See you later. Till next time.
Bye.